customers.
You're going to like this. We got a contest for you. Ready to win some swag? Kate Delaney, America tonight. Oh, yes, it's true. And it's so easy. All you have to do is pick a team. Nail the score coming up 10 minutes from now. Spread the word. Take the number down, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We're almost finished packing up the prize for Dave in Vermont. I was so stunned when he won, but he did first one out of the gate, so it could be a lucky sign. Some people are getting close. We hadn't had a winner in 2 years, Chris in Connecticut, previous to that. All right, speaking of winners, it is all about winning and losing. That's it. There's one winner, there's one loser. Whether it's a Senate race, a congressional race, or a governor's race, or perhaps the presidential palace. Ultimately, who's going to be at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Will it still be the incumbent or a new face? Do the Romneys move in? Boy, that's a whole lot of kids. Kids and grandkids visiting. Be a different kind of White House, wouldn't it? On the personal side, anyway. So Paul Ryan is out there stumping, bumping, and talking to everyone that he can, trying to help the boss man. He says that it's pretty easy on the decision, and he certainly wants to win this one. He gets it because he's competitive. He says, isn't winning the only thing? Take a listen.
We can either stay on the path we are on, a nation in debt, in doubt, and decline, or we can reclaim those founding principles, many of which came out of Virginia, apply them to the problems of the day, and get America back on the right track. We want to earn this victory. We want to deserve this victory. We want to give you the choice, so you get to decide what kind of country you're going to have. So when we win this election, we have the mandates and the moral authority to get things right and set it straight.
All right, setting it straight is not going to be easy, though. If you look at the polls, after the secret video was released, Gallup is showing that Romney's 47% comment, even as he stood by it and explained, he didn't say it very eloquently, and Ryan agreed, the comment has definitely been viewed negatively. But ultimately, just because people say it's negative, does that mean they won't vote for Mitt Romney, even if they are very unhappy with President Obama? This is what the poll says anyway. It's a USA Today Gallup thing. They just did it. And it's registered voters. They found 36% said that the comments made it less likely that they would vote for Romney. 20% said it would make them more likely to vote for the former Massachusetts gov. And 43% rather said it wouldn't make a difference at all. So there's your number, 43%. We know the story now. You know this, right? $50,000 a plate. It was off at a Boca Raton mansion. Somebody taped it. I still want to know who taped it. And who gets to be the hero for the Democrats in this whole thing is Jimmy Carter's grandson. He supposedly was surfing the internet because he's a nut for internet surfing, trying to come up with comments about Romney and things about Romney, and he tripped on this. I want to, just to know, I want to know who took the video and how it magically ended up showing up on the web and getting out there in September. I mean, listen, is it fair game or not? He was at a private deal. It was taped. He said it, and he stands by what he said. He's not backing off what he said, just the way he said it, the way it came out. You know, it's always in the semantics. It is. Although I'm a believer in say what you mean what you say, and he did mean what he said. He has said similar things along the way, just in a much different tone. Will it blast him in the end? I don't think so. I think it comes back to what I said on a previous show, economics, economics, economics. If people are happy with the economics and they don't want to swing in the direction of Romney, they're going to stay put with Obama. If they're undecided and unhappy and don't like any of the choices, they're just going to stay home. We're going to have a poor voter turnout, I'm afraid. If the turnout were huge, I honestly think it would favor Mitt Romney. then you would see that in some of the big states like Ohio or maybe a Florida, maybe Virginia, some of those key swing states, he could prevail. Because he has to clear the board. That's the only way he's going to get 270 electoral votes. It's just that difficult to do. It comes down to numbers. Simply, that's it. It comes down to numbers. I know this isn't going to surprise any of you, but I guess it just becomes official. Al-Qaeda and a former Gitmo inmate are now linked to that horrible Libyan embassy attack in Benghazi, where our ambassador was killed and three other Americans. The thing that's so stunning about what happened in Libya is the initial reports, all the furor over this crappily made Prophet Muhammad film that was flicked up on YouTube with dubbed over voices and all this other nonsense. It was 14 minutes. And that this supposedly was the reason why, and it was spontaneous. It wasn't spontaneous. It was planned. Maybe they haven't officially said it. They're going to say it. We know it. You could tell by looking at the photographs. And we have smart FBI people. They're over there investigating it. That's what they're going to say. At least now they're admitting, yep, this is officially a terrorist attack. Yep, there was this guy who we had locked up in Gitmo. He got out in 2007, went back to Libya, and they let him out in 2008. And he may have led the charge. And he also was accused of being involved with the financing, with the financiers of 9/11. That's why he was on the island in Cuba of misfits. But he was booted, and it's turned back around to bite us once again. So there are some questions that need to be answered, and especially when it comes to people who work at the consulate in areas like Libya, and not the only hornet's nests across the world. We've seen disasters before. What's happening there with the people who are guarding the embassy? What kind of a deal did they have with the extremists? I'm sure there is much more to uncover with this story than meets the eye, and that's why there's the massive investigation. All right, I said that coming up here the rest of this hour, we're going to devote to nail the score. We'll mix in a couple of other things, too. I want to make sure you have the number handy, because if you're like me, sometimes you get those numbers twisted. I wonder if there's a dyslexia category for numbers. Do you all have that? Do you have, you know, somebody rattles off a number so quickly, and especially now, because you have numbers in your phone, and if you lose your phone, forget it. Unless you have the number memorized, you're not calling anyone. You're calling 911. Hopefully you have a true emergency. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's worth mentioning this. Whatever game is chosen, you just pick one side, and then you tell us who you think's going to win in the final score. But you can do it through email. A lot of people email us and don't call, don't get to the phone, or can't get to the phone, or whatever reason. But you can do that. You can email us. But you have to email us. You have to email us by the top of the hour. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else. Always what happens is people email me after the show. You can't do that. You got to do it during this hour. So get ready to light them up. No excuses. We're going to pick that game through the miracle of the massive supercomputer round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. Who knows what game will end up popping up. It's been an interesting couple of weeks in the NFL, and this week is shaping up to be the same thing. Hard to make predictions when you're strictly doing the predicting thing because of how the season has started. I realize that it's just a couple of games in. There are some trends that are happening, like New Orleans. If New Orleans goes down again in week 3, they will be in the hole 3 games. I think their season is tanked. They would have to pull a clear-the-board move like Mitt Romney if they're going to be able to really mount a charge. And they're taking on the Chiefs. So in looking at that, it's a home game. Boy, you would think they would be able to beat the Chiefs. All right, I'm not picking a game, though. There's a ton of games. There's the Giants and the Panthers. There's the Rams and the Bears, the Lions and the Titans, the Jets and the Dolphins, the Eagles and the Cardinals, the Patriots and the Ravens. That could be a good game. Another game that people are talking about, I don't know why, but the Packers and the Seahawks. I think the Packers will just stomp all over the Seahawks. But I'm not picking, like I said. So without further ado, let's let Donovan Mattson do the picking with the supercomputer. Let her rip. Oh, wow. Interesting game. This game is going to be a tough one to pick for a couple of different reasons. Because, like I was saying, it's early in the season, and who knows what team shows up. But the two teams that have been chosen, Falcons and the Chargers. Falcons and the Chargers. So, Chargers at home. Falcons on the road. Rivers with something to prove. I'm going to say that the Chargers win this game, and I think the final score is 27-21. My score doesn't count, so if you want to take my score when you call in, you're definitely welcome to it. 27-21, San Diego. 27-21. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. All right, Jack has already stolen my score. He says 27-21 Chargers. I think it's a pretty good bet. This, you know, like every other game, any given Sunday. But Atlanta is favored by some, their own off lines by two. But the actual physical line, just so you know, is San Diego by three. We don't care about the lines. You're just picking the game, but I'm just telling you. So San Diego is favored by three. Rick in Illinois gets the pleasure of the double dip. Hey, Rick, what do you think happens in this game?
It's Nalen Palin time.
You wish. I have got to get an autographed picture for you. I so want to do that. Who do you think wins?
Falcons 24, San Diego 13.
Oh, Falcons. All right, so you saw what happened last week with the Falcons. It's possible. Falcons, I love the Falcons quarterback, Ryan. He's sure-handed. What did he throw for? He's got almost 520-some yards, so not a bad choice. Thanks, Rick. Can't go wrong necessarily with the Falcons. It seems like they're always the woulda-shoulda team. The Chargers, though, are kind of the same team. People who have been with San Diego for a long time, in other words, people who have supported San Diego for a long time, get so frustrated with some of the bumps that they've had along the way, especially in the quarterback ranks. And then when they got Phillip Rivers, you know, this was it. He's the guy. He's going to get them to the Super Bowl for sure. And the Falcons, they got nothing on the ground, no running game. But still, they have Michael Turner. And Turner is an X-factor kind of guy. Atlanta has had great success with San Diego. They've had, I didn't even realize this when I was looking at statistics, they've had six straight wins. Or no, they've had five straight wins against the Chargers. Five straight wins. And they're really focusing, Atlanta is. Ryan is focusing on, of course, the passing game. They're focusing on that. So it's definitely, definitely possible for Atlanta to win this. Mm. And San Diego is going for its first 3-0 start in a decade. Last week was big. It was just big because it's a big confidence thing. 38-10. It was Tennessee, though. And the Chargers have never been 2-0 to start the season with North Turner. So if they could go 3-0, that would be huge. They've had a couple of injuries to deal with, though. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can send us an email, americatonight.net. Danny is listening to us in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Danny, what do you think?
All right, thank you.
What do you think?
I said thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
I love it. That's good. You're such a gentleman. So you're like in San Diego, aren't you?
Huh?
Don't you like San Diego in this one?
No, I like Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. It's my hearing. It's going. My hearing is going. I drank too much coffee. All right, so Atlanta, and what's the final score, Danny?
I'm going to say 21-14.
All right, it makes sense. Defense, my score might have been a little high, 27-21. Will you be watching this game?
Yes, I will be.
All right, Mississippi. I love you cats in Mississippi. I've visited all over that state in the last couple of years, and I have had a great time, let me tell you. Those people are so friendly. And all because I went there actually with the doing a radio remote. 855-266-KATE to Biloxi. 855-266-5283. Bill is listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Kate.
What do you think? What do you think's happening here? You liking San Diego, or are you?
I'm liking Atlanta.
Another Atlanta. Well, I just told you some of the stats. So, okay, so Atlanta, and what do you think? What's the score?
I got to get this out quick. My battery's about dead. I'm going Atlanta
24-21. 24-21. Ooh! All right, that's a good score. Locked and loaded. You and Danny right. probably have the best scores maybe right now anyway on the board. You're making me think I should have picked Atlanta. You guys are making me think I made a mistake with the Chargers. Ah, I might have made a mistake. I'm just pushing for those Chargers. But, you know, this is the thing. I do a couple of football things, and it's like my mother says, if you pick the Eagles, they're going to lose. If you pick against the Eagles, they're going to win. And sure enough, that always happens. Always happens. Okay, one thing that's bad for Atlanta, I'm just going to tell all you guys since you're picking the Falcons, that they've given up a bunch of yards on the ground. They have. They're struggling there. But it's all up to the offense with San Diego. You know, they haven't turned the ball over very much, but it's just a couple of games. They've got a new offensive coordinator who is doing okay. He's doing okay on the ground, but this matchup would favor, if you look at what's happened the last couple of times, it would favor the Falcons. However, you got two great young quarterbacks, and I would say that all bets are off, and the winner will be determined definitely in the last quarter. We're not going to see some blowout and then some points that get put up at the end. You might disagree, and that's all good, because you're just looking for a numerical guess and picking a team. 855-266-KATE. Wake up. 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. We'll check some of those emails coming up around the bend.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You don't have to know anything about football. All you have to do is give us a jingle and pick a side, San Diego or Atlanta. And what do you think the final score is going to be? In Missouri, our favorite sports fan says 24-21 Atlanta. Danny is liking in Mississippi, Atlanta 21-14. Got one here from Bo, who says, I'll send my regards, Ms. Delaney, and I gotta go against you. I like Atlanta. I like the score to be much higher, 37-27. That'd be a lot of offense, and could happen. It's been very strange in the first couple of weeks. People are getting their sea legs. But this is where you can pick up those games, especially if you're already out with two games, and you can pick up another game. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll go to more of the emails that are coming in a second. But I talked about the replacement refs. I watched that game, the Denver game, and the Denver game, boy, that was, speaking of the Falcons, that game was ugly for Peyton Manning, wasn't it? Oh, and was it the refs? Was it things in between? Too much lag time or something throwing off the rhythm? You know, the numbers, I just read a story about this. The numbers show there isn't a huge difference in the NFL with the replacement guys. I'm surprised by that. There's non-calls. There's calls that are made that are infuriating people. There's penalties and indecision and, you know, all that kind of stuff. How many flags are being thrown. And there's a lot of time in between that. Certainly, it's definitely not perfect. The idea is to try to emphasize that players are penalized for unnecessary action, so roughness and unsportsmanlike conduct and that kind of thing. So there have been a bunch of non-calls that maybe veteran refs would have called some of them. And, you know, we could point to a couple of different games and some things that happen. I mean, they're compromising on the field. The Eagles' LeSean McCoy couldn't believe it when one of the replacement guys told him he was on his fantasy football team. Whoops. Don't you know that the league doesn't allow its game officials to play fantasy football? And this is what's interesting. McCoy said this, and this is my impression. It's like they're fans. So what a fantasy that would be. You're a replacement ref, but you're a fan, and you're calling the games. There's no way you can say that. You can't tell him you're doing fantasy football, and you can't be doing fantasy football. So certainly the game has to be a little bit different. And the pace was the problem in the Falcons-Broncos game. It dragged on. It didn't end East Coast time until after midnight. The refs there gunked that up. The average time of the game is about 6 minutes longer than last year, and only one overtime game in the opening 2 weeks, same as last year. So what is the penalties are the thing and the time in between, and it's not a surprise. The average number of penalties for each game is down from 15.2 to 14.7, and the on player calls, safety kind of calls like roughing the pass or unnecessary roughness, hitting defensive players, face masks, horse collars, that kind of things, the calls were even. 75 this year so far, 74 last. Instant replay reviews, though, are way up, an increase so far of 16. But the percentage of reversals is way down, 23 this year out of 62. Last time it was 21 of 46 in 2011. The players are frustrated beyond belief. The players are frustrated because they're used to a certain kind of call, and they're used to the way the refs officiate. It's a huge part of football, and they're not getting that. So it has made the game look and feel a little bit different. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Spread the word that we changed the days that we're doing Nail the Score because of the Thursday night games. Normally we would do it on our Thursday into Friday show, but we had to switch that because of Thursday night football, which has confused some people. But we have some people emailing, and you can email the show. That's legit. As long as you get it in at the top of the hour, it's time stamped, so we obviously know if you have or you haven't. This one from the Personator, who says, that's an interesting name. The Personator says, I am all over San Diego, Kate. I am just like you. I say Chargers, Chargers, Chargers. That home crowd is going to be whipped up into a frenzy. Atlanta is exhausted from earlier in the week. I like San Diego big time. Did I say that? I'm going to say it again and again and again. San Diego wins it. The final score is 27 to 23. Ooh, that's an odd number. 27 to 23. Which means maybe you have a good chance of winning. It's like the Eagles. The first game, they take on Cleveland. What's the final score? 17-16. 17-16. And the game against Baltimore was a great game in the end. and had shades of a playoff at the tail end of the game in the fourth quarter, especially. And the Eagles win that 24-23. Who's predicting that when they're looking at scores? I always pick the even out numbers, the usual. Dave in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
What do you think, dude?
I'm taking Atlanta 31-13 after what they did to my Chiefs in week one.
Yeah, Atlanta. Guys, you guys are making me really rethink my pick. You're making me nervous.
So,
Atlanta. You're making me nervous because I got the other pool going on, and I picked San Diego. I like Phillip Rivers, but, you know, Matty Ice, he could do it. He could nail it. And I don't know. They might be tired, though. You don't think they're going to be tired after that crazy game and the distance, the travel? No?
I don't know.
I'm trying to talk you out of it so you make me feel better.
You're not talking me out of it. They're good.
All right, they are good. 31-13, you got it, Dave. You are locked and loaded. I love the Missouri guys, too. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in and you're like, why isn't she talking about what happened in the Libya embassy attack? Why aren't we attacking politics? Because we do that constantly. We have a fun thing we call Nail the Score. Nail the Score is where you try to nail the score. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you tell me who you think is going to win the game. It's easy. You don't have to like football. You don't have to know football. It's not about that. You can know football or think you know football. Do we any of us really know? And you pick a side, what's the score, and then you wait. You pray, you go to church on Sunday and say, I want to win the swag. It's really about bragging rights. You want to win the bragging rights. And it's like that. It's like walking down the boardwalk. You plunk down a quarter. There's 50 numbers on the wheel, and your number hits because it's such a rarity. And then you get one of those little cheap toys. You know what I'm talking about? It's like one of those little tiny ducks. And it's not even a rubber duck. It's like a crappy plastic duck. And then they tell you, well, you know, if you play again and you win, you get a bigger prize. You win that 100-pound stuffed animal up there that you really thought you might have a shot at. And then by the time the person walks away, they might as well have been gambling somewhere because they are gambling. They're putting down quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter, and they never win again, never. So this gives you a chance to win. It's like door prize. It gives you a chance to win. You don't have to really analyze the game at all. Sometimes there's paralysis by over-analysis. So I love the Fox pregame show, and I even watch, sometimes I'll pre-tape CBS, but I'll watch Fox, and they really are passionate about football. Of course, their whole life has been football. From Jimmy Johnson on down. But here's the thing. They're picking, too. They played football. They know football. They have the stats. They're picking. When they do their picks, they're picking. There is no magic formula to this, or some of us would have it anyway. And we would be sitting on an island somewhere is what I think. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. On the flip side, I'll check some of those as well. You better hurry up. You can only do it till the top of the hour.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the part of their game that's working, the passing game, and they're doing it. They're getting it done. Matt Ryan is the league's top-rated passer. He's like at 117.6. He's completed over 70% of his passes. He has almost 520 yards, five touchdowns. He's got some weapons. He's the real deal. However, Atlanta is marching on to the Chargers, and San Diego is looking for that 3-0 start. They haven't started too shabbily either. The offense is clicking. They got 60 points. And here's the key thing. They're not flipping the ball over. Just one turnover. So their new offensive coordinator is doing a pretty decent job. However, Atlanta's a tough customer, and many of you have picked Atlanta. In fact, almost every single one of you has picked it. All of you have picked Atlanta, including most of the people that have emailed. I haven't even gotten to most of those. I promise I'm going to get to those in a second, but I want to make sure I pump out the phone numbers. So if you want to get in the nick of time, all of you people who have insomnia in Connecticut and elsewhere, in New York, in Illinois, everywhere, with that, all the nooks and crannies we're in, call 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5285. 83. Luke is in Illinois. Hey, Luke.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think, Luke? Who do you like in this?
I think Atlanta's going to win.
What do you think the score is going to be?
34-17.
Luke, yep. I was so hoping you were going to say San Diego.
No, I think it's Matt Ryan's year.
You do. Maybe I ought to switch my... Can I switch my pick? You guys are making me... You're making me paranoid. I've never been paranoid the whole time I've ever done sports or done any... covered any pro football or anything like that. And this is just fun, nail the score. But you're persuading me about Matt Ryan. I like this guy. You're right. He looks good. I just gave his numbers. He's producing, right?
Yes, sure is, with Julio Jones and Roddy White. That's a deadly 1-2 combo.
Yeah, and that's the key. If you have the weapons, if you have the people who aren't looking back and they just know your pass is going to be there, that's key. I'll never forget one time I had a conversation. This goes back into the archives for me, but I had a conversation one time with Jay Novacek. Remember him, the tight end in the heydays, one of the heydays anyway, for the Dallas Cowboys. And he was the guy that would just cut up the middle, and Aikman would float the ball seemingly right to him. And I asked Novacek that. He never seemed to. I mean, I didn't look at every piece of tape of him, but he never seemed, anytime I saw him, he never seemed like he looked back. I kind of just glanced back watching the ball, pacing it out. And he said he didn't, because he just knew. He knew that Aikman was going to find him, and it was money that he would get to that ball. And boy, he did. The percentages were crazy, off the board percentages of when he put the ball up to Novacek. And of course, same thing, just like Luke was saying there, he had other weapons, and the other weapons were key, because they were able to spread it out in a couple different directions. And even then too, Emmett Smith on the ground was huge for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I want to make sure anybody who calls in has a chance to get in before the top of the hour. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Some of the people that have written in include this one from Bill on Knob Hill. I like that, Bill on Knob Hill. Bill says, finally, I get a chance to shoot you an email. I have to go with Atlanta. Boy, Kate, I really like you, and I respect your sports knowledge, but I think you're discounting this battle for some reason, maybe because I heard you say something about travel or wear and tear. No way. Atlanta has this all the way. I would be so afraid to go up against Atlanta in this one. I think they get it, and I think the final score is 42-21. Wow, 42. That would be more than Matt Ryan's year. Talk about blowing the doors open. Yeah. Ray in Missouri. Hello, Ray. What say you?
Oh, let's go out on a wing. Everybody went for New York, too, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, hit them in the butt.
It did. San Diego?
All right. Let's go San Diego.
27-24 San Diego. All right, I love it. Finally, I have company. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. I'm not standing out there on the ledge all by myself. Except for Jack from Down Under did steal my score. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Missouri as well. Hey, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to have to pick the Chargers. 31-21.
31-21 Chargers. All right.
Yep, I think they're pulling out.
I'm glad. It makes me happy that you said that, because now all of us, there's three of us that are on that same ledge, Dale, so maybe it swings in our direction. I think they pull it out, too, and I think Maybe the home crowd is the sixth man, the so-called sixth man. I know I'm stealing something from college, but it works for me. Eric is listening to us in Alabama. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Kate.
What do you think, Eric?
I think it's going to be San Diego, 35 to 12.
35 to 12. All right, so that's good. That means their defense is stopping them, and they're putting up the big numbers. They're due to really break it wide open, and maybe they do it in front of the home crowd. I hope you're right, because I'd like to see a San Diego win. And I've picked them across the board in a couple of other things. I did have trouble looking at this, though, kind of waffling, and, you know, that's that analysis paralysis thing, so maybe I looked at it too many times. Let's see, Ted is listening to us. Is this in Louisiana, or is it in Los Angeles?
Hammond.
Ah, there you go, Ted. What do you think, Ted?
35-17
Atlanta. 35-17
Atlanta.
Wow, you're close. Somebody else said, Luke said 34-17, so you'll be rooting for that one-point difference. Thanks for the call. 855-266-5283. We're going to squeeze in the man with the most miles ever on his car, Dr. E in Kentucky. Dr. E, the game is San Diego and Atlanta. What do you think?
Oh, San Diego. Are they at Atlanta?
They're in San Diego.
Oh, they're in San Diego, 24-17.
Make sure, 24-17. You own that score. Very nice.
Hey, we still don't have you on our radio.
You know what happened? You have Cumulus insist that they have their own syndicated show. They're forcing them to take it.
Ah.
I know.
Do you know a station that I could get on iHeart and be able to pick you up?
Yeah, stay on hold for a second, and we'll give you a station, and
okay.
we'll tell you that in a second. So hold on. Appreciate everybody who called in to nail the score. San Diego or Atlanta, pretty exciting. A lot of folks piling in San Diego at the tail end of this. And anybody who got in, because we'll check. There were still some emails I didn't announce on the air. I'll get to those, so don't worry. You'll be included in the contest. Good luck to everybody.
Would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.